tripping.
This is the Soulin' Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soulin' Sports, we keep it hot, man.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
Welcome, everybody, to the Soulin' Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. Hopewell. People, it is I am back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. At peace, now that they are at peace, that is, yesterday for not being here, but we are here today, and we are here for the next 60 minutes because all the games that have been canceled for my little one to make, not today, says the baseball team going down at Dory Park today. So I will go witness my son participate in his opening day game. So for the next 60 minutes, I want to talk to you about the Baltimore Orioles. I want to talk to you about the Washington Nationals. I want to talk to you about the UConn Husky women. Are they the best college team ever? And also, if we can fit it all in within this Throwback Thursday edition, Steph Curry versus Michael Jordan. I don't think there's a conversation for it. You may not think there's a conversation for it. Heck, the people that do think it's a conversation for it, I don't understand. But hey, what do I know? I just wear my heart on my sleeve. People, listen, make sure you follow the station, giving you all the identification at 1340 AM Fox Sports on Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold. Also, get in, because you got to get in where you fit in with yours truly. That's right, y'all. Mike Knox also, but spell my name with three X's, because like today and like every other day, you are alive as well as me. I am hardcore. People, call in 641-552-5316. Again, 641-552-5316 is the number to call in. Listen, data free, and you can listen to me. Listen, guys, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to break this show down, frankly, the way it needs to be broke down. 347-637-3859 is the number for the VIPs. Hit the number one button. You want to have a voice. If not, again, 641-552-5316. Listen, guys, we're going to take a break. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio.
Wednesday night, Verizon Center. Wizards and Nets, and yeah, a must-win situation. Sessions left the circle. Foul line gets in lane.
Wow.
Oh, Sessions. Right down Main Street. Back to a 10-point Wizard lead, 81-71. Sloan the other way. Gortat the block. That's the fifth block for Marcin Gortat. Now Porter. Foul line Temple. Left wing Sessions for three. It's there. Ramon Sessions, his own 5-0 run. It started with Gortat's fifth block of the Wizards. That's their biggest lead, 84-71. 9 second shot clock. Right elbow Beal gets in the paint, drives. Reverse layup, banks and scores as he with the right hand. Put it over his shoulder with his back to the basket. He's got 23. Wizards lead 102-81. The other way, Temple comes up with a steal. Temple the swipe. Driving up court. Feeds a cutting Beal to the basket. Bank and score. Oh, 104-81 Wizards. Bradley Beal keeps racking up the points. He's got 25, and that's the biggest lead of the night for the Wizards. And the Wizards did get the win, 121-103 over the Nets. Up next in Detroit on Friday, this is the Kia Washington Wizards Radio Network.
Man, what about the Washington Wizards? Can they make the playoffs? We'll be right back.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This
is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company. They will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell. Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pender speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports Radio 1340. H.A.P. Hopewell. Stolen Sports with yours truly, Mike Knox and the crew. Listen, guys, I told you guys we got a big day ahead of us, so make sure you call in 641-552-5316. To have a voice, you know the number, you're a VIP, 347-637-3859. But yesterday, guys, after the comeback win that the Orioles had in their first game of the season, we had Mr. Brian H. Waters on the scene down in Baltimore.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit. There you go.
Okay. All right. You know, sometimes these towers here in Baltimore, they get so excited the Orioles are back.
Oh. Huh. You get some free Chick-fil-A today? Or free Dunkin' Donuts today? You were Orioles?
Well, it would have been free Chick-fil-A on opening day. I missed it. It was rainy, as you know. The weather caused the game to have not one but two delays. So, therefore, I did not feel like driving to Chick-fil-A.
Well, 2-0 go the Orioles, leading towards my dream World Series of the Orioles versus my 2-0 Chicago Cubs. But the Orioles is a team we're speaking about, and they're doing pretty well. The start of the season, pitching was in question for this team, but pitching seemed through, even with the rain delay. And we know the starting pitcher that happened to the game, I just started off with 5 seconds. Rain delays, before they pulled him out of the game. But, you know, 2-0 with this team, what's your thoughts of looking at them so far this season? I know it's early.
I think they look good. One of the things, I talked to Joey Rickert last night after the game, and the fans in Baltimore love him. He received a huge ovation when he came up the bat on opening day, and that's a testament to how much the fans pay attention to spring training, how much the fans have been waiting for baseball season. As a diehard Oriole fan myself, I was a little annoyed that it didn't seem until 2011 where you started seeing a lot of memorabilia that commemorated the Orioles and the Ravens. And I was like, hey, we've had two teams in this city for 15 years, but now you're starting to recognize it because the Orioles were bad for so long. But nonetheless, now fans are getting behind, and I think the Ravens having a bad season made them really jump and get excited for the Orioles. People you normally wouldn't see 5 years ago wearing black and orange are certainly wearing black and orange. So, and like I said, I think they just look good. One of the things they're doing, they're taking pitches. Everybody says play Kansas City Royals baseball because they're the champs. But one thing everybody, the Kansas City Royals do, and that they're successful at, that a lot of teams aren't, it's first
patience.
Pitch swinging.
Okay.
Or not first pitch swinging, because think about the World Series. Things in game one that they could have did was throw a fastball on the first pitch. And that sold the series right there. When game two happened, and sorry, if you don't believe it was Syndergaard going, and said, or it might have been DeGrom, said if he throws the first pitch for a fastball, you know he's not paying attention. And he didn't. But, you know, that's something that a lot of teams do. I mean, a lot of teams have tried, but it works for Kansas City. It doesn't work for everyone. That's something the Orioles have shown this year, is they show patience. Gallardo, who talked with
I'm going to say, Giovanni, four strikeouts in five innings. How do you feel that he looked in this game?
I thought he looked very good. I thought he looked solid.
Did he have some confidence? I feel like he's kind of lost some confidence.
What you mean?
Just watching his mannerisms on the mound sometimes last year, I didn't feel was of a starting pitcher, of a number two pitcher for this team.
Oh, last year?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, I talked to one of my good buddies who's from Texas, who's a huge Texas Rangers fan. When we signed him, I asked him, I said, how do you feel about this move? He said, you guys have a solid pitcher. You're getting a solid pitcher. He said, you know, he had a tough stretch, but he had a good first half. He said, if you can keep him like that for both halves, you guys will have something. He said that it was exciting. He felt at home. It was only his second time pitching at Camden Yards, but the fans loved him. So he said he thought he could have went another inning, Mike.
Okay.
But it's early in the season. He did throw, I believe, between 83 and 89 pitches. So with it being cold, you don't want to run the risk of him tightening up.
And that's a lot of pitches through five innings, too.
Yeah, you and I know baseball, you know. We also know cold baseball. It's the difference between cold baseball in April versus cold baseball in October, because in October your arm is nice and warm, hopefully not worn out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And April is just really getting started.
I'm looking at when you were talking about, I'm sorry about that, I got carried away. Twitter sometimes throw you off their attention, you know that. But, you know, 89 pitches through five innings, he got to get that down.
I agree. You know, the thing is, when you walk it, when you have, four strikeouts, three walks, you know.
Right.
That's, you're going to have a lot of pitches when you throw those type, when those numbers run close together. You know, strikeout, you're going to have a minimum of three pitches. You know, a walk, you're going to have a minimum of four pitches. So, I agree. You've got to get that down. You saw a couple of line drives here and there. But I thought, you know, despite him, he still looked good. I think he only allowed two hits.
Well, they got the 4-2 victory. You know, you had an opportunity to also to catch up with Joey Ricard on his 2-for-3 performance yesterday in his first career RBI. How did the crowd – I know you spoke about the crowd a little bit. When you got a chance to speak to him, how was his reaction towards, you know, having his first big game?
He's humble. He's a very humble kid. I like this guy a lot. You know, shout out to
Hugh. Him a kid. I love it.
he's younger than me. So
ergo, he's a kid. Your first time you call somebody a kid. Go ahead.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll only be 30 this year. But, you know, me and Hugh, we talked yesterday, and he was telling us, he asked me, he said, are you saying right on record that Joey Ricard has that position on lock? I said, I think so. I know it's early. He told me he was seeing the ball well. He said he loved the, you know, that the fans believe in him. You know, it's a huge confidence builder. I like the fact that for his case, we started the season at home so he could see the type of love. Like I said, Baltimore is a diehard fan. I've been walking around town. I've seen a lot of Oriole hats. And this is the type of stuff I like to see. I love to see the city in orange. Like from 2000 on, yeah, from the year 2000 on to 2010, you didn't see it that much.
Right.
You know, I think 90, you might have saw it. Whatever year we got Sosa, people started to have a little bit of interest, but not as much. But, you know, 98 was obviously, it was still a winning season. It's just we took a step back because we got rid of Davey Johnson. And then, you know, the Yankees were just the powerhouse. And you might agree or disagree, people say the greatest team ever to take the field. The 98 Yankees, that is. So, you know, obviously
I won't argue that.
We weren't built to compete against that team. 99, things started going downhill. You know, even having Albert Bell on the team, things didn't work out.
Don't make fun of Albert. Don't make fun of fat Albert Bell.
But people still had hope at that time, you know.
It was Albert Bell.
Orioles to go down. But then, slowly but surely, you know, next thing you know how they say time flies? You don't realize, like, oh, my gosh, it's really been 15 years since we had a winning season, you know, and shout out to Dan Duquette and Buck Showalter coming in and, you know, really getting this thing turned around.
Now, and thank you for calling in and talking, Mr. Brian H. Waters, our Fox Sports 1340 AM. Now, quick question. Now, did you have a chance? We're talking about the victory here, and to me, this team has to play – like, I'm using my team as an example, but I have other teams in mention, just don't want to use them. But confident and relaxed. And I think most ball clubs play better that way. When you watch, like you mentioned, that 98 Yankees club, they were relaxed but yet confident. You saw the confidence in them and that team. And I'm sitting here, and I'm going across yesterday when I finally had the opportunity to get back online. And I saw the Adam Jones wrestling entrance video. First, what was your take when you first saw that? And is he a good wrestling fan or one of those wrestling fans that we don't like?
Let me ask you this: if you were a baseball player, If you were a baseball player right now, and Triple H gave you a championship belt, and you also went to a pay-per-view. Would you have that stuff at your locker if you weren't a real wrestler fan?
I have millions of dollars on top of that? Yes, I would.
Okay.
Absolutely. Do they play this entrance video? Did they play the entrance video in the stadium at any point in time?
Oh, they did not. But remember, when the Ultimate Warrior died, he used Ultimate Warrior's theme music.
Okay.
There's been times a couple seasons ago, they would come out to Triple H's music, the whole team. So yes, Adam Jones, he's a fan, man. You will see him on Raw when they're in town. Remember, Seth Rollins came and presented him with the championship belt.
Right,
he's
I remember
still
that.
In his locker.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Still in his locker along with a couple of payback chairs.
Now, we're through the first two games of the season, 2-0 right now. A tough week, I guess you can say so. Because it's opening week, and you got the home. I mean, when you go this week, even if you go visit on the road, it's still opening day for ball clubs, which I'm not really been the biggest fan of that whole thing. You know, the whole week the team was on the road for the first couple of games of the season, and all of a sudden they come home and they're back on. You know, they having the whole thing painted up, opening day and everything like that going on. Not a big fan of none of that, but this ball club has a good opportunity tonight. Also at home to go ahead and get this game and get the sweep in the first opening game of the season before Tampa Bay comes into town on Friday. What's your take in them finishing this game, see if they can get the sweep, and then, you know, moving ahead into the Tampa Bay Rays game? Not the same Rays as before, but it's still a professional baseball team.
Oh, man, you know what, Mike? You can't count out the Tampa Bay Rays. Man, that organization is doing something right. Because remember, I kind of thought that they would take it backwards, a downward spiral when Joe Madden went to your Cubs.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be the you remember the game you used to play in the park where one person sit, another person, you know, the fat person sit down, the other person go up. I thought it was going to be like that. I thought that the Rays were not going to be relevant anymore, but they still are. They have, you know, Chris Archer. I think they're just lacking some defense. But I do think, you know, we cannot count out the Minnesota Twins. The Orioles, remember what the Twins did last year. Essentially, you can say, and if people won't, I'll go ahead and say it. The Twins ruined the Orioles' playoff chances last year. They helped contribute to that very bad August that Baltimore had last season.
Okay.
And because of that, that's what did not allow them to make the playoffs. They just could not hit. It was something I had never seen before from the Orioles. You know, I mean, we talk about the bats and how everybody said they just go long ball or nothing, which is something they didn't do yesterday. They did everything right. Maybe they could have did some more hit and run situations, but a lot of situations didn't call for it. But nonetheless, they play. You know, they've been playing well, and the Minnesota Twins aren't a pushover team. You got guys like me.
But them going 1-for-12 right now with runners in score position during this series so far isn't helping Minnesota's cause either.
Well, guess what? You got to remember, look who's behind the plate. Are you going to really go steal it? Or how far are you going to get? You know, Orioles, they do have arms out there.
Yes, I'm running on everybody. No, I'm just joking. I couldn't make it to first base on a ball hit the center field.
You know, and then the thing is, I mean, that bullpen is solid. We talked to Michael Givens last night. And he didn't have the best game. He only pitched 2/3 of an inning. He gave up a run, and he might actually been responsible for two of them. But the thing is, he said, like, hey, you know, he said, the baseball gods are testing me right now, but we have a great bullpen, you know. They're helping me get through this. And when, you know, when in doubt, he came in, didn't really work out for him. They put in Brad Brock. Brad Brock got him out of the inning. Next thing you know, Darren O'Day. If that's the thing, everybody talks about HGH in Kansas City. Nobody talks about the combination of O'Day and Britton. And that combination went into full effect. Zach Britton getting his first save, Darren O'Day getting his first hold of the season. That combination went into effect last night.
Well, tonight you guys got Ubaldo Menez going for you guys. Tonight. Now, can he keep this bad hitting team right now thus far as they were going? Look, trying to stop being 0-3 as Minnesota. I think they started off 1-6, 1-7, 1-8 last year, something like that before the season started, before they got hot later on. But they already got 23 strikeouts through the first two games of the season. That's an awful lot of strikeouts, and when he averaged 7.1 strikeouts per game last season. So how does Ubaldo look tonight going into this game, and can he get the job done? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Does that have to be filtered?
Well, just take a deep breath. Woosah. All
right, so last year we called him Trick or Treat.
Okay.
He had a great June last season. You might remember the game where he pitched very well against the Red Sox, and the umpires were a little sensitive, and they said that, you know, he was – they didn't give him a warning. They put him right out, but it was a game in which he was pitching phenomenal. And I think he might have came up and in on Panda. But nonetheless, I think this is the game I want him pitching, making his season debut. I don't want him making a season debut against the Tampa Bay Rays. This is the game I want him to make his season debut, and I think he'll be fine. Like I said, but I don't want him to be the reason Minnesota gets confidence because you got young guys like Miguel Sano, Eddie Rosario. Those guys get hit. They are, you know, they're the future of that franchise. Mauer's on his way out the door. Obviously, you know, he's not a catcher anymore. Suzuki can still, you know, he can hit the ball solid. So I don't want those guys to get their confidence tonight. You know, I want them all to go out there and close this thing up. We might not be playing baseball. I don't know if you can tell through the phone, but it's raining right now. You know, so they call it for severe thunderstorms, so we might not even get a game in the night up here, Mike.
Well, it was raining here. It stopped. I'm on my way home from the first gig here into the second gig, and I'm like, yeah, this game is canceled. I get home, and there's a text saying they're playing this game. It's sunny out right now. They're going to try to freeze this little kid's game in, but your game's 2 hours after that, or hour and a half after that, so good luck in that ball game right there, I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, and so if this game is delayed or called off, you know, they have the day off and then go into tomorrow's game against the Rays. Might be better that way.
Ubaldo.
His new name, y'all just gave it to me. I will never forget it again. Trick or treat. Will he pitch tomorrow if this game is called off?
No.
That's what I thought.
No.
Or you don't want him to. Which one is it?
No, he's not pitching, Mike. It's a group me. Our MLB reporter, Byron Dixon, mentioned that Chris Tillman's going to pitch tomorrow. He'll be going off 4 days' rest. He only pitched two innings. I mean, you know, you and I both know 4 days' rest. That's old-school baseball all day anyway.
Yeah, baseball needs to be old-school more like every other sport does.
Well, everybody needs to stop pitching so hard early. You know, that's the problem. They're starting to throw, 60 miles an hour at your son's age or harder than that?
They kind of was about 50 at my son's age.
50, that's still too hard, I would say, you know. But, you know, so the arms are dying quicker. But nonetheless, Tillman's going to pitch tomorrow. He's going to have an opportunity to, you know, hopefully stay in some type of good rhythm. I think, and I said this before, I think the pitchers have are lit on fire with the release of Miguel Gonzalez because that lets them know they got to step their game up. If Miguel Gonzalez, who was kind of our number two pitcher, honestly, you know, was at least before Gallardo got there, you know, he was going to compete for the number two spot, to say the least. If he got released because of a poor performance and the front office not seeing much progress, then that should let you know something. In fact, they didn't trade him, Mike. They released him.
Okay. Let me get something here done here real fast, guys, because it's a habit of mine. I want you guys to stay focused on the 641-552-5316 number, okay? If you have been a fan of BDSR Network and have followed Mike Knox from there, that's cool. You're a VIP, but it's such a habit, Brian Waters, to say that number. I've been saying this for so long, you know, that without even thinking about it, it just comes off the top of my head. So I need you guys to continue to be focused on 641-552-5316 because it saves you money, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the giving thing right there. And also, guys, go to FoxSportsRadio1340AM.com for all my if you're shopping on Amazon.com, please do it through Fox Sports Radio 1340AM.com page. Trust me, you go ahead and make yourself some deals right there. But listen, guys, we're going to take a break. Come right back after the timeout, 641-552-5316. Throwback Thursday. Who's talking about it? I don't know who, but they are. So, gosh darn it, I got to, too. Steph Curry, really, versus Michael Jordan. Why y'all trying to make me hate this kid, man? Come on.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-Cities.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108 and say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All the other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we're just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounsell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804 404-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Up in the crowd, start a mosh pit when we spit, they screaming loud and spread nuts and Don One all up in your area. LOS up in the building, I know you're scared of
Fox Sports Radio, Soul and Sports, 1340 AM, Mike Knox and the crew. Now, in the words of King Von 720 on the Twitter, people, comparing Michael Jordan and Steph Curry is like comparing The Undertaker to Shane O'Mac. But people are discussing this. People feel the need to discuss this. So, as I always do, what the people want, well, I'd like to say the people get. Stephen Curry versus Michael Jordan. It's Throwback Thursday, so welcome to the program, one half of the Untouchables. What's going on, Wally?
Not much is going on. Busy day, busy day.
Busy day. Now, I like to say let's just go average for player for player.
Yeah.
But that's not fair either. So can we go a year? I'll let you pick the year, Michael. That's not fair either. Because the first early years of Stephen Curry wasn't good. So we're going to compare the overalls. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the comparisons that I've seen on one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's saying 19 – all right, so it's Stephen Curry versus the 1997 Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Isn't that like the – not the MJ, but on the decline of the MJ, so to speak. That's not his prime. That compares Stephen Curry's prime to Michael Jordan. I like to say Michael didn't have no non-prime years, but he did.
Mm-hmm. You can't really argue with me, Mike. You can't argue with me and Jordan, Steph. I hope you know that. This is not going to be a winning bet. This is not going to be Wally's going to be
on. A winning bet for who?
Oh, well, we're not winning. It's not going to be on the side. We're not going to be on the same side on this argument. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay,
we're
right,
not. So, it's not about winning or losing, but we're not going to be the same side. All right, it's not about winning or losing.
It's always about winning and losing, bro.
Not in this situation. We'll not be about winning
or
losing.
Well, anywho, 6.5 assists, 46% from three, 30.5 points a game with Stephen Curry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's half prime years. Or half prime years in 1997. And this was the back-to-back after coming back after the retirement.
Yeah.
Because they won in 96. Let the fans know, okay, Wally? Calm down, Mr. Hater. All right. 4.3 assists, 37.4 from three, and 29.5 points a game.
Yeah.
So shall I get Michael Jordan's full stats to make it more fair?
Well, I will say this for Stephen Curry's point stats. We got to also acknowledge that the dude doesn't play in the fourth quarter often because his stats, because they're blowing
MJ
things.
MJ didn't play in the fourth quarter often.
Well,
so
no, he played. No, he played a lot in the fourth quarter.
No, he did not.
He's padding his stats.
No, he did not.
Yes,
he did not. No, he did not.
Hey, when you find me the facts that he didn't, look them up.
Hold on. Stop. Because we have a modern day stuff that we see all the time that shows us this. You're not going to take my word for it?
Look, I'm not, because I've seen Jordan play in the fourth. That's the fourth was Jordan's quarter.
I've seen Jordan play. I've seen Steph play in the fourth. A lot of these games they're winning, they're blowing out their opponents, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of games the Bulls were winning, they were blowing out their opponents. You're going to tell me that Michael
like
Jordan didn't sit in the fourth quarter? Yes, he did. Michael Jordan.
Not like the Golden State. Golden State's been blowing out teams far worse than that team. They've been blowing teams far worse than that team. And I'm not – the level of basketball, we can talk about that. If we want to put that in the realm of it, that can be an argument for you. But I'm just saying in this one, like Steph has played – Jordan's thing is the fourth quarter. Like no one can tell me that Jordan played in the fourth because he was getting buckets in the fourth.
When Steph Curry can average for a year 38 points a game, then he can say something to me.
All I'm saying is Steph don't play in the fourth. He only touched the fourth.
Mike had
Steph
nobody.
Don't even touch the court
Mike
before.
Had nobody with him in 86-87. He was averaging 37 points a game. When Stephen Curry was in his third year in the league, what was Stephen Curry doing? Still complaining that Monte Ellis was getting the ball too much. Do not make me hate Stephen Curry by making this
he didn't complain. One, he didn't complain about Monte Ellis getting the ball. That's what the kid didn't complain.
No, I just
Monte
that
just
up.
Housed
I just made that up.
Well, I'm about to say.
That's what Monte does. He was a jacker.
Yeah,
okay, we do that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is Steph drops buckets.
No, hold on. Are we going to really sit here? You're going to really try to debate this because you hate him so much? This is the show for the intelligent
yes.
sports.
Yes. Look,
honesty
is the best policy.
Right now, you are lying through your teeth.
Look, honesty is the best policy. You told me what I write just because I hate
Wild?
Yes.
Where's Mama Urban Sports? Mama Urban Sports, please call. You have the VIP number, Mama Urban Sports. Please call because your son is – I didn't even tell me this, but you look at him in the face. You know, most kids can't lie with their mama there. I want to see if you're going to lie to me in front of your mama.
Look, I'm just telling you. You asked me a question. You asked me, will my hate allow me will my hate allow me to say it's Joy, that Steph is better than Joy? Yes, it will. That's all. You asked me a question. I'm honest enough to tell you. I could say, well, nah, this is not hate. Nah, I could tell you that. And it would be like, oh, he don't hate. He just really believes it. This is hate. This is hate added in with some stats within my argument.
Unfortunately, but you're okay.
I told you, Mike, already. What did I tell you this before we started this segment? What did I tell you?
This is what it was going to be. This is what it's going to be. Yeah. And that great year of 1982, Michael Jordan averaged almost 12 free throw attempts a game. Mm-hmm. Shot 86% from three, averaged 5.5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 3 steals, and 37 points a game.
That's it. What was their record that year?
A heck of a no. Hold on. 87.
Yeah, what's their record? 87. That's his fifth. That was his fifth season.
That was his stats for that season.
What year was that for him? That was what
hold on.
Year?
87. They were. Good Lord, come on. Hold on, that's not the team stats. Yeah, that's all 3 points attempts versus 3 points made. It was like 12-66. I was like, hold up. That was a bad year. Looking for the records. It shows me everything. I didn't Google. I was already on a stat list for the
I just want to know, was he getting that, when they getting that team win? That's all.
No, in 87, though, they were not getting that team win. There was somebody there, I can tell you that. Okay, so let's go back to Stephen Curry's other years. So you want to go ahead and compare years? And
I want to say, how about we do it this way? I feel like this is the fair way to do it. If we can be fair, what are the year that Steph won the championship was what year?
Fair?
Yeah, so
last
he
year.
Went. How many years did Steph
year.
Was Steph
last
in the league
year.
When he won that championship? How many years? Though? How many years is that?
We got to find out. Give me a second, sir. Sir, hate a lot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like the name. I like the name. Yeah, I love it.
This is his seventh season.
Look, we need to own that. Oh, he said they were 40-42 in that season, in 87.
They were 40-42. Okay, yeah. I think they lost to the. No, they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they weren't a playoff team.
Okay.
You got to crawl before you walk.
Season.
Say what? What year was that?
This is Stephen Curry's seventh season.
So last year was his sixth season, right?
Was his sixth season, right.
So the best thing, I think the best way to compare Stephen is the year six to each of them. Then you can kind of get a better – that's when they both won their first championship.
Okay,
when Steph won his first championship. What did Jordan do in that sixth season? That means that's a better indication.
Check my Converse, because Stephen Curry didn't have Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics. Stephen Curry don't have the Detroit Bad Boy Pistons. That was Michael Jordan.
He had LeBron to go against. He had to beat the big bad LeBron.
He's going to sit here and try to tell me that LeBron James is better than the Detroit Bad Boy Pistons.
That's the best player. If you look at the best, that you got to go against the best player against. That's LeBron.
The best player was nobody. His entire team was hurt.
LeBron's entire team was hurt. You're right. It was.
As a basketball player, I'm not a LeBron James fan. As the man LeBron James, I'm a huge advocate for the guy.
Oh,
no.
I don't know about that. I can't even say
LeBron
either.
I think LeBron James is a very. I think he gives back. I love his heart.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
His heart.
He does give back.
So I love his heart. So that alone, I like the man that LeBron James is.
I'm with you.
But you're not gonna sit here and tell me that Stephen Curry, which let's go back last year to
season,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What was all this year? They came out and said, "What you say? Shut your mouth!" Right. But last year when they won it, all you heard was. Who they played against,
who was hurt when they played against them, who they played against again, how they choked, and then LeBron had no help. Those are all legitimate things that people were talking about, the Golden State Warriors and Stephen Curry, who we looked at the stats, right? Going into the championship game, he had his stats were gleaming. Yeah. The same stats were there, a little less, but were not as highly publicized because it was kind of he worked harder for the buckets. Okay?
Yeah.
Did not have a harder road to the finals last year, nor was the NBA even comparison last year to the year of 1989, where the Bad Boy Pistons are going for their back-to-back championship. I mean, their first of their back-to-back championships. You are
That
Showtime Lakers team.
Look, as a Laker fan, I know that. All I will say is
the Boston Celtics. No, and you can't even talk anymore. I can't believe the stuff that's coming out of your mouth right now. You're believing it's filth, foreign filth.
Yeah, I am. So I'm going to say it. I am. I will say the Golden State Warriors won 67 games. I a lot of teams don't get that high. I don't care what area you play in. 67 games. If you win that amount of games, that's about two away from a prior record. You know, the Bulls had the 72 and 10, but 69 used to be the amount of games that you looked as one of the elite teams. He won 67 games. So you could say on any which way. You know, King Von said, mute me. That's what I'm talking about, bruh. Call King Von, you on mute because you don't call in. How about them apples? You on mute. You on forever mute. All right, you sign language right now. You texting me right now. This is how I look at you texting me.
Oh, you're not going to see a golf for King Von like that. You are muted right now. 347-637-38859. It's the old number. Please do not call that number. Call, please, guys, 641-552-5316. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio, 1340 WHAP, Hopewell.
Jump up in the crowd, start a mosh pit when we spit. They screaming loud and spread nuts and Don One all up in your area. LOS up in the building, I know you're scared of us. Be prepared for us, never. You get your head severed, measure, plucked and feathered, stuff on the dresser. You better pray or you'll become the prey. Cause we the warriors come out and play.
If you liked us before, you're gonna love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family.
To the Soul in Sports right here with yours truly and the crew. On our way to baseball right now, but we are still here getting in. Wally's out here bugging. Got people cussing them out all over the internet.
I love it. You know, I love the attention. I love being Mr. Negative. You know, what did T.O. say, man? You're a T.O. fan. What do you say?
What do you mean what T.O. say? I'm not going to answer what you say.
What T.O. say?
You tell me what T.O. You tell me. Why would I answer what T.O. say? You tell me what T.O. say.
They love to hate me.
Yet again, you're taking one of my lines. Why?
I said what T.O. say. What I told you, right. Son. But I asked you to say something, and you didn't want to say it.
You lucky that it's Throwback Thursday? Okay. And I'm going to let you ride with this. I'm going to let you ride with it. I'm going to let you keep your composure and enjoy this nonsense, because even you know gosh darn well that's this. All right, so let me just ask this question before we get up out of here. And I'm going to discuss this UConn women's basketball team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometime in the next week. I think they are that good to talk about that I need to talk about this team, and I've been doing some research on my theory. I really think they might be the best team ever. We can call them girls all you want to and say that they're not because they're girls. I don't believe so. Girls
are
not.
Girls.
I think they're one of the best teams of all time. Right. Exactly. Who doesn't like girls?
Exactly. What's the problem with people?
What's wrong with people? It's a girl.
Yeah.
It's a girl.
Get it together.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a girl, and I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I like girls.
Exactly. I wonder if I could do a WNBA game, like really do, like, behind the scenes WNBA. Can we get in the locker rooms and stuff? I was thinking about that.
Can we? Let's be the first males of the WNBA for Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Exactly.
That
I'm
is
with
a great
it.
Idea. Names in a hat first. I think you get it. If the glove don't fit, we must have quit it, right? I'm sorry. Let me just say this real fast. As I was a dumb, young, arrogant black man in the 90s when all this stuff happened with O.J. Simpson. My, how blind I was. If this TV show did nothing else but for me to open my eyes, I can't wait till they make the one about George Zimmerman so everybody can realize about how guilty he was towards Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's a good point.
To me, it was eerily similar to the both, except for we have social media today where no matter what, the people heard it,
mm-hmm.
what was going on. You know what I mean? They heard it then, too. You know what I mean? I think these trials are clearly, you know, the person was guilty, but because of the law and the lawyers they had behind them, they beat the system because O.J. was as guilty as sin.
Of course. I said it back then.
And you know what's making me sick also about that? That everybody keeps telling me they seen it back then. Now, I'm not saying you lying. I'm not saying the other person's lying. I'm just saying when I was growing up, nobody knew.
Look, man, we all know why people sided on what it is what it is.
Nobody knew. So it was like, okay, they're all – yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. You know?
But unfortunately, I guess it beats like that sometimes. But definitely want to talk about that O.J. trial next week. Definitely want to talk about the women UConn Huskies. Because to me, you gotta put them against the other team you ever knew was that good, and that was the UCLA team that had Luau syndrome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the worst part about even comparing this team is like some think this is not even the best UConn team they've ever had.
Yeah, there was some good UConn teams.
You know, there was a great UConn teams. Like I've really been looking into this. You know what I'm saying? Because it really baffled me that we didn't give it no traction. You know, and it's just, you know, I won't lie. I've never lied on this program to you guys before. To me, women's basketball is unappealing because, to me, they all do good things. You know what I mean? It's not like when I watch college basketball, pro, male or not, there's guys that can shoot. There's guys that can slash. There's guys that can block. You know what I mean? There's this separation of the talent. Whereas when I'm watching college women's basketball, WNBA included, they're all just good at everything. Some just shoot better than others. You know what I mean? Like, that's really how I feel when I watch the game. So for that, it's pretty. I want to talk about it. I think I owe them that to talk about them. So I'm gonna do that. But also, what's really intriguing is the things that came out of your mouth, which made absolutely no sense to me.
What are you talking about?
The things that came out of your mouth about Stephen Curry.
Oh, that made sense to me, man. It made sense to me, man. Steph is one of the more transcendent players we had, in terms of what he does. Since probably, say like an Allen Iverson, he's changed the game. He makes people want to shoot half court threes now. So I mean, when I look at Steph, he's a trendsetter in that regard. People don't want to acknowledge it, but it's the truth, though. I mean, he's even Mr. Showtime in warm-ups. You already know people come to watch him in warm-ups. So obviously, it's a skill that he possesses. So, I mean, it's the career of Steph is still early. The career for Steph is still early. If you look at it, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. His career is still early.
Are you one of them guys that's trying to say that right now he's still he's the best player in the world? Would
right
you
now,
call him?
That's why I call him. He's the best player in the world.
Best?
Yeah, right now he's the best player in the world.
Okay.
And,
you know
and people know me.
Every year they throw that around. So does that mean technically, since LeBron's had that best in the world title, what,
he's
4 or 5
LeBron
years
right
in
now.
A row?
I like
right.
That
does it now belong to? Because you know, for we had LeBron, we had. Last year, year before last, everybody was saying that it was Kevin Durant. And I kept saying,
I don't think Kevin ever had that. Kevin Durant never really had it to me. But yeah, people would say
a lot of people
were
saying that Kevin Durant, the Slim Reaper, was that guy. And
yeah,
I was
I didn't
always
really
like,
that.
No,
nah.
He's really not.
Because the head-to-head matchup showed differently to me. Like, I'm a big fan of the head-to-head matchups. Like, when LeBron played Kevin Durant, you knew who the better player was. You can tell. Like, LeBron would beat KD. Like, he beat KD in the finals. He would beat KD. So, but when you look at Steph versus LeBron, when they go head-to-head, you can see it. Like, you see the struggle. Now, they're not checking each other. They're not checking each other. But Steph, what he brings to the table right now, and I know, like, again, LeBron's a better defender, but sometimes when you do one thing very, very well, that one thing can kind of shadow over what you do wrong. So when I look at Steph, to me, he's the best player in the world because he plays a brand that's pretty hard. It's hard to guard right now. So that's why I look at him at right now as the best player in the world right now. But that could change. Anybody knows I'm a pro LeBron dude. But I got to admit, like right now, it's definitely Steph.
I just can't believe the things that come out of your mouth.
Hey, I'm just saying. You don't agree?
I think he's the best player right now.
Yeah, right now, right? So let's put this out there. Is he the best player now? Right? Let's not even have a discussion about the throwback. Is he the best player now, right?
Yeah, he's the best player now.
And he's beating a guy that's a two-way basketball player. Like, LeBron is a two-way basketball player. But right now, when you look at the impact that Steph has on the game and what he's doing for his team, he's the best. Now, he's had a bad stretch this week. I mean, last couple of weeks to me, to be bluntly honest with you. But, you know, that can change.
All right, but listen, guys, we're going to get around and get up out of here. Listen, tune in tomorrow. The Hour of Power in Sports pretty much on Fridays. We lock it in. We lock it up Friday. And we're going to get out of here. So please do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God, y'all. We out of here. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your time. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it?
I like it. Say get it, got it good. I used to say that's awesome. Get it, got it good.
I want to say get it, got it good. I want to say get it, got it peace.
Okay, that's good, too.
Peace be on to you.
I like that one.
Peace to you.
And to you,
too. Is it okay to say peace to you?
Yeah, peace.
Well, when the fourth finger to you, too.
To say fingers.
Fingers. Well, I don't want to say fingers. You make fun of me when I say fingers.
Not
I'm saying peace. I'm just messing with you, dog. I'm out of here, y'all. Enjoy y'all day. Peace.
shots there, and we in here talking about practice.
I'm a man.
I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Great cash, homie.
This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that...